Hello, good morning. This is Marine from Erto Tech Support. How may I assist you today? Yes, I'm good. Thanks for asking. How are you? Okay, sure, let me just check your account. Hang on. Hello? Yes, am I speaking with Abdul Khan? Is the router plugged into the NTD box? NTD box to the WAN port on your router, the back of your router? And can we connect your computer or laptop to the router's Wi-Fi? But are you able to connect with the Wi-Fi even though it has no internet connection? You should be connected. Yeah. Even though it has no internet connection yet for us to set up, connect. Open a browser on your computer or laptop, and in the address bar type the IP address printed at the back of your router. Awesome. The IP address printed at the back of your router. Yeah, you can see it at the back of your router. There's a sticker there where okay. Is there a written IP address or default access? Abdul. Yeah, is it okay if you send me also the back details of the router for me to also see it? Can you also send me the picture of the back details of the router on where the information is written for me to also see? Okay. Just through my email. For the IP address, you are the one who will be typing it for at the address bar of your browser on. Are you using a Google? But it should be the IP address of the router. We have to copy. There should be a IP address there for us to connect the router to the internet. It is written at the back of your router. It says IP address. Okay, sure. Do you have my email? I think you already sent me a picture before of your NTD box. You can just reply to the email, which is marine@airtel.net.au. It's MORA. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, sure. I'll just wait for it. Not yet. Not yet. I'm still waiting for it. Not you. Yeah, may I know the brand of your router and the model? TP-Link. Okay. Let's just wait for the picture. Okay, yeah. I already received the picture. Can you see the default access? It is written, yeah. Below it, there's an HTTP. Yeah. Can you type that one as it is on your address bar? Yeah, just search it. But you should be you should act you can access it because are you connect is your lap are you using a laptop? Yeah, is the laptop connected to the this router? Yeah, so you can it should be go through even though it has no internet connection. As long as you're connected to this router. I'm sorry. Yeah, it should bring you to asking a username and password. Then you will type this username, which is admin, and password is admin. Once you type in the HTTP. Okay. Where does it bring you? What can you see now on your screen? Can you see internet or WAN settings, one settings? On the screen, can you see internet or one settings? Can you click the and can you see a select connection type where it asking you to select? Please choose the triple POE, the PPPOE. Then it will ask you again now for a username and password. Please type in the username and password that we provided you via email. Hang on, let me just check. Do you have the message that we sent you since the day you sign up? Where we send you the PPPoE username and PPPoE password. Hang on, let me just check on our records. Do you want me to just send it again? No? Okay, hang on. Okay, hang on. Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Yeah, once saved, you should be have the internet connection now. Yeah, on our end, your internet is showing online now, so I should have a connection now. Can we try to use the internet for us to check? Just search anything on the browser. Let's see. You have now the connection. It's working now. Okay. When you turn on the TV, just go to the Wi-Fi of the TV, then it will scan the Wi-Fi name of the router and just enter the password and your TV should be connected then. No, just search the name, Wi-Fi name of the router on your TV, then enter the password. For the password, for the Wi-Fi name. Yeah, it should be the SSID, the one written. Yeah, you can see the Wi-Fi name at the back of your router. It says a TP-Link B9F3. Or TP-Link B9F3 5G. That is the name of your Wi-Fi. Sorry. Actually, the first one is works better for longer range, covers more of your house. Yeah, more stable through walls and obstacle, but slightly slower speeds compared to 5G. Because 5G works better for faster speed, good for streaming, gaming, video calls. But when you're close to the router, doesn't travel as far as the tree and can be weaker through walls. Just open the Wi-Fi on on your device. Then find, yeah, then just search the TP-Link, the name of the Wi-Fi, and then just connect to it using the password, the wireless password or PIN. Yeah, it was also written at the back of your router. You can see it. Yeah. Just like what we did to your laptop and how we connect your laptop. Same thing with your TV and other devices, other phone. So, looks like Yeah, it looks like you're all set. If you run into any issues or have more questions, feel free to give us a call anytime. Thank you. Are you using a smart TV? Yeah, can you go to the Wi-Fi setting of the TV? May I know the brand of your TV? AK. AKEA. Sorry? Aki. You should connect first to the Wi-Fi, your TV, before we search it. Is it Aki is the brand of your TV? Let me just spell again the brand of your TV. It's AKI. AKEI. Is your TV connected now? Did you type in the password for the Wi-Fi on your TV? Yeah, but I think it's not yet connected. Can we try to browse? Anything on your TV for us to check? Or YouTube first to check the connection. Can we try the browser instead? Are you able to search with the browser on your TV? Okay. Do you have a browser on your computer? Sorry, TV? Yeah. Okay. Just search anything for us to check if the internet is working. Okay. Yeah, so that means the internet is working fine now. Actually for the speed, it is the super standard 50 to 20 Mbps. Yeah. That's good for connecting several devices, especially when using TV. Yeah. Okay, looks like you're all set now. Yeah, if you're okay, no worries. Thank you. Bye.